This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, the DJV program, where we discuss, it's our daily jam with Victoria, Jennifer, Jay, and Doug. Yes, the daily jam. We discuss important issues like, what's your favorite jelly? Get it? Jam? Jelly?
Ba-dum-bum.
All right, so Jay, what's your favorite jelly or jam?
I don't like jelly or jam.
You don't?
I know, I don't. Blasphemous.
Oh, un-American.
Come back to me. I'll think of something.
Okay. Wait, think about it. It's right there.
I'll lie about something.
Wait, do you eat toast? Do you eat toast?
Me?
Yeah.
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 So you just put butter on it and that's it?
But butter or avocado. Guac. Give me that guac.
Oh, so you don't want anything sweet like with breakfast or with eggs?
Mm. I don't have a sweet tooth. I'm more of a savory person. Mm-hmm. So, like, donuts, breakfast pastries, croissants, no.
Yum.
Not so much.
Yeah, all the stuff Doug loves. That is a food group to Doug, yeah.
Right. Wait a minute, I'm a healthy eater, come on.
Yeah.
All right, so, Victoria, you didn't tell us yours.
I like a lot of the berries, like a blackberry jam or gooseberry jam. Like, I like the jammy preserve kind of stuff.
We're doing a vision board here.
Don't make me gag on marmalade, though.
No, marmalade, yeah.
And don't tell me, Doug, that you're a grape jelly guy, because grape jelly is so gross.
That's gross.
I like, it's blueberry, as a matter of fact. Blueberry. I like strawberry.
Blueberry.
why do you always make fun of me when I say blueberry?
Jen does.
What do you want?
It's a blueberry.
Well, yeah. See, I'm sure I'm saving breath by getting rid of one of the consonants. No, one
of the
syllables.
What's the difference between jam and jelly, though?
Jam and jelly, I think it's so much
consistency.
Yeah,
it doesn't
sugar.
Have that gelatinous kind of. You know,
right. Yeah.
Jam is better.
Thickness, in a manner of speaking. Okay, Tom Brady.
I don't want
Jennifer.
To answer. It's okay. Yeah, you can ask
Jennifer. Oh, I'm sorry. How can I forget you? All right. And as many times we've had breakfast together, I'm now
I typically
to
don't use, I don't use,
I
I'm
don't.
Not a jelly or jam person usually, but when I do, I like all the berries, like Victoria, but I also like, I think I like peach or apricot, and probably the best jelly that I've had lately from Trader Joe's was their apple cider jam.
Ooh,
it was really, really good.
Yeah. Apple cider jam.
Good because it was tasty or sweet? What makes it good?
It was like little bits of apple, all just, it was really good. Mm-hmm. A little chunk to
like,
it, a little crunch.
I had some cinnamon apple oatmeal yesterday, and it has those little pieces of apple in it that are kind of good. Yeah, that makes good sense. Okay, can we now
Why
go
were
to
you
Tom?
Asking us this?
Because I was having some jelly on top of a piece of the other day when I was at Bob Evans with Jay's father in Cleveland, I had banana bread, and I didn't eat it all because I didn't know whether I was going to like it or not. That is, whether my system was going to like it. So I just had a couple of bites, and I brought the rest of it with me because I love banana bread. And so I'm parsing it out. I had a little bit of banana bread with some blueberry jam on it, and it was quite tasty, frankly. So I was on my mind. Thank you, Victoria, for asking.
Okay.
Well, a lot of people
don't know why that took up 10 minutes of our show, but okay.
No, it only took up 3 minutes. Don't exaggerate, please.
Uh-huh.
Let's take up another 3 minutes with Tom Brady dropping a hint about retirement. Yes, no. What about it?
Remarks.
He
did this every year.
He did when he was in Boston. Basically, well, he said when he was talking about afterwards. You know, there's the reporters keep asking him this, and so he keeps saying, well, I don't have any plans, but apparently it's his wife who's worried about him getting hit all the time. And he pays a lot of attention.
That's not new. She's been saying that for years because he's had so many concussions.
Well,
so I think he's
Sundays,
got one more year at him. You got to go to 45. You
can't, I mean, look
he's
how he
like a yeah. He has at least two more years.
It's not like people are looking at him feeling sorry for him, like, oh, that old guy needs to get
off
the
field. Yeah, he should hang it up.
They're scared of him.
Yeah. He waddles out onto the field. Like,
look what he just did on
because
Sunday.
I know.
Saturday night. No,
and
Sunday, right?
Truly, it was the defense that lost that game. It was not Tom Brady.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's. I think he's got as much in him as he wants to. I think people get to a point where they, I mean, is he going to be playing football at 60? Probably not.
So.
But he still,
if he still
loves
can.
To play.
If he can, he will. No doubt about that.
And what is he getting, $34 million a year from Tampa Bay? How much? He got $293 million contract.
Smart thing for him is to take big contracts for single years at this point. Mm-hmm. So take big contracts, don't tie yourself down for multiple years, and just see how you feel. Go year by year. And I think Grunk will stay as long as he stays.
Yeah.
They're having fun together. It's just...
Yeah, they're playing well together. Know. It's yeah. He's not going anywhere.
This is a sexist comment I'll make right out front. I'm looking at his wife, who I've always thought needed a hamburger, but she's got a beautiful face.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
And she just it looks when
and
she looks at him and he's
annoying people who likes to work out.
Well, but the other side, when you see the two of them look at each other, they really have it for each other, and that's kind of a wonderful thing. It's kind of like Victoria and Lewis, frankly.
Let's not single us out because you've never met Jay and Ryan together.
No, that's I'm just talking about.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say I would just take the compliment.
Take the compliment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Doug has seen you with your husband. He hasn't seen us.
No,
people who see us
he's
are like
seen
they
Jay and Jeff.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Like multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for bringing that up, Victoria.
Yeah.
I don't know where this is going.
So Doug goes back to his original statement.
It's time for me to move on into the discussion going on between the Israelis and the Chinese. Here we go with the Chinese. How many people knew, they probably haven't, with all of my focus on China and the United States, I'd forgotten about how much dough floats around in Israel because they are a big power, not only in the Middle East, but when it comes to the horsepower that goes along with technology, technological developments, technological brains, Israel's really got it, man. They have a huge economy. This little country is probably the most, for square inches, the most progressive technological country, economy in the world. And so
well,
the Chinese
creators.
Are pouring
That's
money.
Yeah, because the Chinese, and I'm not saying this is in a discriminatory way, but this is something that the Chinese government has talked about openly, that, you know, they're proud of being able to copy and knock off technology. And so it used to be great works of art, and that's ingrained in the culture of the Chinese people. And to be a great forger is something that, you know, gave everyone a status in the village. I mean, it goes back thousands of years. Now it's technology. And so it's odd to me that Israel, which are, you know, probably some of the best tech creators on the planet, that they would want to be in bed so, you know, so cuddly with China, who is just going to steal everything that they create. It's weird. But China's paying so much money for infrastructure in Israel. Yep. And this is something, it's rare, right, that the Trump and Biden administrations agree on something, but they both have agreed on this, that this is something that concerns them, the level of Chinese investment in Israeli infrastructure. It's not something that the rest of us like.
Yeah, what would we have to talk about, though, if it wasn't for the bad guys like Putin and Xi Jinping, whatever his name is. The homeless situation in Los Angeles, Super Bowl coming up in a couple of weeks. And so I'm going out this weekend to help clean up. Jennifer, you want to join me? I'm going
to
help
good
clean
luck
up.
To you, because there's just a mess around here.
It
TNT
is.
Had a bunch of pictures, and
the people
looks like
the
they
405?
Started... And just everywhere, anywhere near SoFi Stadium, it just that they're doing a mass
cleanup. That's so insulting, is that they're cleaning up
because the Super Bowl is coming to town.
Right.
They're cleaning
not because it's the right
Olympics
thing to
are
do.
Coming to town.
Yeah.
Do you
right.
understand
right.
how ridiculous it is that we have the fifth largest economy on the planet and these dummies that are in charge of California allow people to just live on the streets?
Dummies, too nice a word for those people.
And they come out every once in a while and they might clean up an encampment every once in a while just for a photo op, and then they go back and nobody does anything about it. It is so sad. And I don't know. I was talking to, I did a bunch of toy drives with the California Highway Patrol around Christmas, and every single one of them just talks about the varying degrees of what homeless people
well,
have
to live
economy,
with. The economy, people's the health and well-being.
Forget that. It's
people.
A human rights issue. You know, everybody yeah. wants to talk about human rights and equity. How equitable is it for someone who's mentally ill to be peeing on himself in a street? I mean, it's
yeah.
just not. It's
no
gross.
One wants to deal
nobody
with the root causes.
No. Yeah, nobody wants to deal with mental illness and drug addiction, so they throw money at it. They go, gosh, we don't know why homeless people aren't staying in hotels when we hand them a key. Well, because they are not in the right frame of mind. And until you fix that, you're never going to fix the problem. But this police officer, this California Highway Patrol officer, says that some of these encampments, they're like geniuses. They can tap into power lines, and they hook up their tents with power. He said he's walked into places where people have, like, stolen big-screen TVs, and they've got big-screen TVs up in their tent.
And
like, some of them live like kings in a tent. Mm-hmm. They just don't want to live in four walls, I guess.
Yeah. It really is. I go hot and cold, as you know. I love the energy of Southern California. My children, my grandchildren are there. So I would normally spend, and I have since 1993, spent the winter in California with my children. Last year I didn't because of COVID. This year I couldn't find a place that I liked that I could afford. And I didn't, you know, my children have been saying to me, you know, Dad, why don't you go rent a place in Florida for a month or so the rest of the winter? Because the winter's getting miserable here. We got snow again today, and it just is, it's just cold and bleh.
Why
and
does your family push you away from them?
No, they're not pushing me away. They just say it's easier
like,
for me
go
to go to Florida,
Dad.
No, that's not the motivation, and you know it. They just want me to be out of the warmth. I mean,
try Siberia.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Australia's nice this time of year. Yeah.
Go start warm it up for us, and we'll meet you there.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was interesting that the homeless situation is getting this much attention. What, you thought that these idiots that run Los Angeles and California thought the news media wasn't going to know or pay attention to the cleanup?
Well, and instead of fixing it, they want to do universal health care for illegals and legals, which is going to raise taxes on average $12,000 a household. Can anybody afford that?
Well, some of the treatment, actually, though, could probably help a lot of the people who are homeless who don't
if
have
they
health
do
insurance.
It. But many of them don't want to do it. They like the way they live.
It's got to be forced, is what it is, and nobody wants to talk about forcing it.
All right,
well, then that would be a mandate,
here.
Right?
Yes,
it
mandates.
Would be a conservatorship like Britney Spears.
Give them a shot. Okay, it's 18 after this is the DJV show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others.
In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That everybody, you ladies, like the using what's going on as an intro to Jay. Sure. And her trending info here, social media, Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show. What are you getting for responses to that picture of me and your father in the snow, Jay?
Tell me more about myself, Jay.
Yes, tell me more. Tell me more. Thank you, Victoria.
Well, when asked whose hair matches the snow better, a lot of people were quick to point out that you were wearing a hat, and so that wasn't a fair question. Because you can really see all of your hair.
Really?
Darn it.
Okay.
It looked cold in that picture. That's all I can say. Yeah.
It was stunning. Cold. I was so jealous.
Really?
As much as you hate the cold, I hate the hot, the heat. Yeah, so let's just switch. I'll live winters for you, Doug, and you can live the summers for me.
I'm not. You don't mind if I don't go to Nashville, though.
You do, you boo.
Okay, so let's get to Idris. I never pronounced this guy's name right. Idris Elba.
Yeah, perfect.
An island off the coast of Greece. Anyway, he's part of the conversation, apparently, and I think this is good. I think he'd be a great James Bond. So, and he is a good actor. So, how are the pieces fitting together here? What are the gossipy things, the trending things?
Isn't this kind of exciting?
Yeah, it is. It's good.
Some of the producers for James Bond they were on a podcast last week, and it was asked about who's going to be the new Bond, and they were kind of saying that they just want to let Daniel Craig's last film, No Time to Die,
rest
run its course.
Peace.
Yes, they want to live in this moment and let that finish off, and then they'll start working on storylines and casting. But apparently, Idris Elba's name is officially he's not going to be the next James Bond for sure. But his name has been added to a short list.
Yeah.
Apparently,
He'd be good. He's being talked about for it.
And this isn't the first time. Back in 2014 was kind of when people have started talking about Idris Elba as a possible black James Bond. And he had even come out and said he would love to be a James Bond. He'd love to play James Bond. And he was actually really disappointed and hurt by a lot of reactions where people refused to see him as a fictional character.
Well, because most of that stuff is racially based.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think I'd like him a lot better than Daniel Craig. He just looks more sparkly. Daniel Craig's got more charm.
I did like Daniel Craig. But who I don't like is that little worm, Holland. A lot of people are talking about Tom
Holland?
Him. He's too young. He's
Spider-Man?
Kind of he's a smarmy little
guy. Yeah, I didn't see him.
He's not smart.
He's great.
You know nothing about him.
I watched an interview with him.
He's the sweetest guy.
Well, I don't like him.
Oh my God. That's ridiculous. He's Spider-Man. He's also not going to be James Bond.
Yeah, I wouldn't like him as the James Bond character. I don't think he could hold his own yet, but he is.
All right, so who are some of the other names, though, in this podcast, the podcast called Crew Call? What are some of the other prominent names floating around beside Idris Elba that have been discussed?
Oh, no, this was in the podcast where they were saying that they didn't want to focus on casting anybody yet. They just wanted to live in the moment and let Daniel Craig finish off his James Bond and right into the sunset.
Mm-hmm. It also hasn't even, I think it just hit streaming, whatever, the No Time to Die. So it's still like $20. So, yeah, they're smart to do it because if you're already moving on and talking about the next James Bond, it takes some steam away from the final starch out of this.
Yeah, yeah, you're right about that. I just don't like the way it ended, frankly.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, so don't say what the ending is.
Is it really a spoiler alert at this point?
Wait a minute.
No, I mean, I don't want to know how. I know he dies. I get it.
Yeah.
But just, I don't need details.
Really?
I can just watch it for myself, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then whenever we discuss what happens at the end, see, now I'm tempted. You're tempting me to do the spoiler because
you're such
said,
a middle child.
To blurt it out.
Dare him not to do it, and that's all he wants to do. You are such a middle child.
That's the old expression, where there's smoke, there's fire, right? So, all right. Anyway, I won't give away any more of that, at least while we're on the air. Maybe off the air I might do a little of it, but.
No.
We don't have time now because it's 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian television goes propaganda. NATO is scrambling to strengthen its eastern flank. Western governments have warned of crippling economic sanctions if Russia invades Ukraine. Well over 100,000 Russian troops are now massed at their border with Ukraine. Russian state television claims what threat last night and adds Western panic is fueling the tensions by arming the Ukraine. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
Our preferred path is diplomacy, and we can't predict where the mind of President Putin is. We've certainly seen aggressive actions and preparations increasing at the border.
The United States Coast Guard is dealing with a suspected human smuggling venture out of the Bahamas. The Coast Guard was searching throughout the night for 39 people whose boat sank off of Florida's coast about 45 miles east of Fort Pierce. That's north of West Palm Beach. The latest accident follows another ill-fated crossing last week when 32 people whose boat capsized west of Bimini were rescued. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After months of speculation, Democrat Congresswoman and Speaker 81-year-old Nancy Pelosi will seek re-election. Here's part of that announcement on Tuesday.
When people ask me what are the three most important issues facing the Congress, I always say the same thing. Our children, our children, our children. Their health, their education, the housing and economic security of their families, a clean, safe environment in which they can thrive, and a world at peace and where they are all welcome and in which they can reach their fulfillment. That is my why I am in Congress, for the children. This is my story, and this is my song. As you hear me say, when you're in the arena, you have to be able to take a punch or throw a punch for the children. In terms of health, my first words on the floor of the House were to fight against HIV/AIDS, to fight the disease and discrimination. And that is why I am running for re-election to Congress and respectfully seek your support. I would be greatly honored by it and grateful for it. Thank you so much.
The Red Cross on Wednesday said humanitarian aid to Tonga is picking up steam after the airport was cleared of ash, making it safe for planes to land days after a volcanic eruption and tsunami devastated the South Pacific island chain. The Australian government said it will provide an additional $1.43 million in humanitarian funding to Tonga. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're not going to, you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dale says it's time for us to get back into the action, ladies, so let's do it. Phil McGeehan is at the controls in our main studio in Washington. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Victoria's in New Jersey. Jay Kirshner is down And where is it? Oh, it's Nashville.
Nashville.
That's right, yeah. With the Cats. Remember that song?
No.
Am I dating myself? You don't remember Nashville,
Nashville
Cats?
Nashville with the Cats?
No, come
no,
on.
No. Phil, I thought
find
that's
that
what
song.
You said.
Well, there's a song called Nashville Cats.
Okay.
That was a big pop hit. Because I drove halfway across the country over the weekend and back again, I was listening to Sirius XM's 50s and 60s channel and 70s with the J-Bo, the interesting characters that are now, so they don't have any disc jockeys on the 50s channel. And I try to find good stations, like I'm trying to find stations that carry this program. As I said yesterday, I'm listening to the Finger Lakes stations as I came through there on Sunday night. It's just kind of cool. It puts things into perspective, but you can't, you know, you don't stay. If you're moving at 60 or 70 miles an hour, you don't stay with the station too long. So if I'm in the mood, and I was, to sing along, I spent more time. Daisy was sitting in the front seat next to me, and I'm singing to her. Well, I never felt more like crying all night when everything's right. No. When everything's wrong, but nothing ain't right. You know, that kind of stuff from the 60s and from the 50s. It was just fun. So when I heard this song.
She must have been so happy to get home.
Come on. Well, we had a nice.
She's like, this guy's crazy.
She was happy to get home. She likes it when she's home. Wait, did you find the song?
Nashville Cats, Lake Green's country water. Nashville Cats, play wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville Cats, been playing since these babies. Nashville Cats, get
warm. You never heard this song in Nashville, please, Jay.
But it reminds me of like a jingle for a litter box commercial. Am I the only one getting that vibe?
That could be good. It reminds me of like a song from that era, but that just doesn't have.
It was number one during this week in 1967, as a matter of fact. 11 Spoonful had number of hits, and this was one of the big ones. I just thought it was kind of a cool song. All right, anyway, enough of that. Let's keep moving here. There's a cruise ship which has been diverted to the Bahamas, not because of COVID, which is the surprise. You're all like, well, I guess because they all get COVID. No.
They're deadbeats.
The owner of the ship is a deadbeat, and they owe $4 or $5 million in unpaid fuel bills. So this is a it's a lot of people on this ship they're going to have to get from the Bahamas to Miami. But how are they going to settle the bill, because they won't be able to get any passengers? You know, if they keep stiffing the fuel people in America, so then what? You're going to stiff the people in the Bahamas, and then where are you going to go from there?
Know. It doesn't seem. Can you imagine being a passenger? I mean, this was a cruise ship. We don't know how many people were on it, because people were taking to Facebook and posting about it.
700.
Like they think they're on their way to docking, and then all of a sudden, whoop! How come the land is getting farther away? Like then you end up being held captive by a boat that won't pay its fuel.
You become like, on the run with these people.
Yeah, exactly.
You remember the song Band bizarre. On the Run? Boat on the Run. We can have substitute the lyric line. Anyway, it's not clear yet what they're going to do. The company website says the vehicle can carry 848 people. It was supposed to be in Miami over the weekend, but a federal judge issued an arrest warrant for the ship. So
maritime
law.
Once it enters American waters, then
they
literally board your ship and take over.
See you later. What is the I'm confused. Is the law 200 miles off the coast or 12? I've heard both over the years, and I don't honestly know.
I don't know
what the rule is. Somebody
200 seems
like
far, doesn't it?
Yeah, 12 seems more likely, because, and the only reason I know this, and this is morbid, is when my friend's dad passed away last year, his final wish was to have his ashes spread at sea. And she said the rigmarole, like most people, I guess, just go out if they have a boat and just dump some ashes. I know people have done that, too. But she said she didn't have a boat, and she had to go down to Florida and deal with all this. And she had to go at least 8 miles offshore. And so she had to so she basically gave up on it. She was like, I'd have to charter a boat. I have to be at least 8 miles offshore. I think it was 10 miles in order to dump anything, like to actually spread ashes. It's a whole big thing, but I would guess 12 miles might be the rule, because 200 sounds ridiculous.
I like it if we own 200 miles off the coast, keep the riffraff out, much as anything else. So,
well,
anyway.
I don't know. Yeah, but it doesn't seem like.
Speaking of the sea, there's a long-running case of a deep-sea treasure hunter named Tommy Thompson. You familiar with this story? He's been in jail for 6 years for refusing to disclose the whereabouts of the gold coins that he managed to find just 20,000 leagues under the sea and hide them someplace. He discovered the SS Central America, known as the Ship of Gold, back in 1988. This was a ship that was from the gold rush era, was bringing gold around, it went all the way down to South America and came back up, and it was lost off the coast of South Carolina in a hurricane in 1857. And there were literally tons of gold aboard the ship. So the investors, you know, there's always somebody, these things are going on all the time, all around the world. Some investor will put up the money because the explorer says, okay, I can find you gold or frankincense.
Didn't Paul Allen, wasn't he big on that?
Yes, he had a ship. He had a ship.
Or still has it, maybe?
That, well, he may still have it. Yeah, right. Didn't he die?
He did, I think. But they discovered a lot of really cool stuff.
Oh, yeah. Right.
With his expedition. So, yeah.
Right. So anyway, there's a lawsuit against the feds. Meanwhile, Thompson, who's 69 years old now, is in jail.
Why is he in jail?
Because he won't tell them where the money is. The money supposedly
isn't it
the feds claim. Well, the feds claim it's part of the treasury, and the lawyers say no, it's not.
How can they prove what it is?
I don't know. But there are over 500 coins minted from the gold and the gold rush, and this is probably worth, some of them are $2.5 million a piece.
Wow.
And if there are 500 of them, you do the math. And then apparently the folks in Belize, the ship landed or stopped in Belize on its way back, and some of the gold coin ended up there. So anyway, this stuff is, I'm guessing by reading between the lines, that he buried the stuff all over the place. Not one place, but here, there, and everywhere. And,
well, what can you ever do with it? I mean, you can't, like, take your gold coin to
go to the dark
web. Kroger.
Yeah,
you can't, like, just go and go, hey, can I get this in 20s and singles? Like, Coinstar?
It doesn't work that way.
Swap it out for crypto.
Can you imagine going to the Coinstar machine with your gold?
Right.
What do you do with it?
The largest gold ingot that was ever offered at auction, let's see here, went for $2.16 million through Heritage Auctions in Dallas. So whatever, you know, whoever, the family, this is the crazy thing. However, the original family of the captain or the owner of the boat back in the 18-whatevers, they're involved in this suit as well because they want a piece of it. Again, do the math. $2+ million for every coin, and there's 500 of them. So there's a lot to be arguing about here. I'm sure a couple of people have probably had a slow walk on a short pier over this at some point. I'm sure there's a few bodies buried with regard to this. Anyway, that's kind of a nice thing. It's like winning the lottery, in a manner of speaking. That's the other thing, singing along in the truck coming back from Iowa this weekend. I also, every time I stop to get gas, there's a big sign in the window, $386 million or whatever it is now. And I didn't,
did you buy a lottery ticket?
I didn't want to take the time because I always fill out numbers. I don't do it the short way. Just give me a quick pick.
I think it would have been fun to do a quick pick at every stop.
Every place
you stop.
Because,
you know, yeah, it's like so random where usually they're picked.
Why didn't you suggest that to me while I was traveling?
Because you didn't ask me. I would have told you.
Thank you.
I'm here for you.
There's a new space telescope. Remember we were talking about this last month? When did this thing launch? It was a couple of months ago. The new telescope is out a million miles away from Earth. It went up last month. The James Webb Space Telescope. Remember, we talked about that here. It went up from Cape Kennedy.
It moved into its final position now.
Yeah.
It's sort of been like a process.
But again, to blow your mind, this thing is a million miles away from Earth now. And they hit a switch for 5 seconds to change the orbit. And then it took 5 minutes for it to get there. Well, I'm not sure. It's 5 minutes. They hit the thrusters for 5 minutes, and it took 5 seconds for the signal to get to the telescope. I'm not sure what the order is here. But either, no matter what, whether it's 5 minutes or 5 seconds, can you imagine being a million miles away from Earth, and that signal, which is the same as the 5G that's going to destroy your body, is out in space now.
But you're okay with it being in space.
I'm fine for it. I'm absolutely thrilled. $10 billion observatory. It is being meticulously aligned. There are infrared detectors on it that have to be put in place so that they can start their observations in the summertime. It's just amazing how successful these people have been. And it goes back to basically America, we're talking about technology in Israel, how smart some people are, how good people are. And not just being smart about this, but just there are so many smart people in the world. How come there's so many dumb things going on? That's what it blows
Isn't
my
that
mind.
The truth? I know.
It really is.
A lot of the smart ones are doing things to work against us, right? A lot of them are.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. They're not the right kind of smart. I guess maybe that's the problem. The DJV download, speaking of smart listening, we have all kinds of things. I was looking at some of the, actually I found, Jay, you'll be happy, when I was, after I left your father at lunch on Sunday, I got out my iPhone and I decided to find the DJV download so that I have this truck and I can plug the things into it and I can hear it on the speakers of the truck. So I was listening to a couple
Bluetooth?
Of the...
Bluetooth? Is that what you're describing, Bluetooth? No? He doesn't even know what... Never mind. Continue.
Of course I know what it is. You're like you're talking like I was a simpleton or something. I didn't know how
you
make this work.
In a very simpleton way, just described what... Never mind.
Anyway, the DJV downloads, for those of you who are interested, recent ones focusing on Meatloaf passing away and Adele postponing her Vegas residency, which has all of us chagrined in a manner of speaking. Members of Congress earning higher than average return on their stock investments. Gee, duh, why is that happening? The business venture we talk about between Pete Davidson and Colin Jost, kind of a fun thing. A lot of really fun things, interesting, important things. If you want to hear the whole show, catch the download every day at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Three past the hour now on this DJV experience with Uri Geller, who joins us every week from Israel, described as a mystifier, as a thinker, as a doer. He's got all kinds of spiritual connections. I like him because he's a spectacular friend, and he also has lots to say. Very intriguing fellow. You live in Israel now. You're an Israeli native. And went back to Israel after living in the United States and England for a number of years. So when things come up that affect Israel, I kind of like to get your input as one of the prominent citizens there. Because of COVID, a lot of people remember I was coming over to celebrate your birthday with you last month and couldn't come because everything was shut down. So what does that do to general business in Israel and to the hotel, the travel industry? What's going on there now?
The question is perfect because I'm right now in a car driving into Tel Aviv alongside the famous promenade of Tel Aviv, which obviously is riddled with hotels. Right next to the Intercontinental. Behind me was Dan Panorama. In front of me is the Royal Beach. And looking at these tall buildings with 30, 40 floors, maybe even more, and it sunsets soon, there isn't one room that is lit. Everything is in darkness. Unbelievable. And I always ask this question. The owners of these hotels, must be billionaires or definitely multimillionaires, because how on earth can you keep a hotel that has 200, 300, 400 rooms shut down? Unreal. You can't just leave the building. You must have a team of people who are watching the place in the basement next to all the air conditioning systems and so on. So I don't know what's going to happen. Look, you're saying that the Omicron and the COVID is ebbing away. Okay, it is ebbing away, but we are not going to shut a door and suddenly it's not going to be there. This is going to be a very slow trickle away. It's not going to be, it won't disappear like magic. And that's because a lot of people do not want to be vaccinated, and a lot of people are. And now they're discovering that the fourth vaccination actually helps to protect you. I know there will be a lot of people shouting at me now and flack and all of, you know, come on, Geller, what are you talking about? You shouldn't even have one vaccine. But that's the situation, Doug. I don't know how and when this will totally smooth out. I would say at least another year or a year and a half.
I don't think it's like most of the other flus and viruses that are around. That's why they add little things each year to the flu vaccines. I don't think it'll ever go away because SARS hasn't ever gone away. There are a lot of things that are around that are subtle. Whether it has the huge, dramatic effect on our lives as it has, that seems to be what's waning. But yeah, it's going to be around. It just is. It's part of what we have to learn to live with. And we need to learn to talk about the psychology of people, because, you know, as a sort of a master, not manipulator, but motivator, you understand how people think and how they get on to various things and they stay with it. There have been a lot of problems over the years that have been a lot more serious than this. And yet we've treated this as if it was the end of the world. It was important for us to get a handle on it. And there are always going to be naysayers, Uri, as you know, motivating the gurus who motivate people not to get the vaccine because they say if you get a shot of this stuff, they'll put some kind of a tracking device into your body and all that stuff.
Do I have another minute with you?
Just a minute. Go ahead.
Can you just react quickly to the son of a b- by Biden? React. Come on, react.
The problem is that we react to everything, a nuance, a word, a phrase, a sentence, a paragraph, and it's taken out of context. You know, I think that's what, I don't know what's in the guy's mind, because I'm not in the guy's mind, but I am tired of, I am. I mean, all of the news media wants to take apart everything. I'm not a Biden fan by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, you're under a microscope all the time. It's impossible not to make mistakes, if you will, or put your foot in your mouth, which he's pretty good at, frankly. That's my reaction. Uri Geller, the author of Use Your Psychic Powers to Have It All, Release Your Psi Force for Health, Wealth, Success, Peace, and all kinds of great things, available only at Amazon, where all the rest of his books are. Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.